Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and GoBob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. GoBob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. GoBob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe, also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. GoBob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, GoBob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at GoBob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, we're going to start with a look at the livestock futures. Feeder cattle ended up with a pretty nice day yesterday. Live cattle futures, why don't you tell us about live cattle futures? They ended up being mixed yesterday.
Yes, they did, Dave. And we also saw a majority of our cattle complex yesterday make new highs for the week. But the other side of it is they all, live cattle and feeder cattle, closed well off the session highs. Even though the feeder cattle's managed to close positive, our live cattle did close on the mixed side. Now, we also saw our choice box beef yesterday down $1.51. Select boxes were up 48 cents on a total movement of 129 loads. Cattle kill estimated 104,000 head. Cash feeder index down 85. And we saw cash cattle trade continue at mostly 159 and 60 with very little taking place in the south. Now, yesterday's cold storage report found beef stocks 11% larger than last month, 0.4% larger than a year ago. This is the first year-over-year increase in beef stocks since November 2013. Now, on the close yesterday, I don't want to remind everybody, we do have this afternoon the cattle on feed report. On feed estimates at 101.4% of a year ago, placements 95.7%, marketing is 95.8% of a year ago. That is at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Now, yesterday's close saw February cattle 35 lower, March feeders $1.02 higher, and Feb lean hogs 75 lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at these grain futures as they closed yesterday, and, the grain's lower across the board.
Yes, they were, Dave. The wheat, corn, and soybeans started the session with upside yesterday, but then fell in the negative territory, and that's where we closed at. The lack of fresh news continues, and this has been a price negative factor as the funds continue to liquidate long positions. This morning is our weekly export sales, and the overnight has been mostly lower and in light volume. Here at 7:18 this morning, our March KC wheat is 4.25 lower. March corn is down a penny. March soybeans down a penny. March cotton 25 points higher. March crude oil 7 cents higher. The March dollar index up 94 cents. And March Dow Jones futures 39 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here with us today. And that's going to wrap it up for us. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.